Our service is being recorded. The entire service will be available on the password-protected member page on our website. Our prelude is "What Are You Doing New Year's Eve" by Lesser, performed by Amber. Thank you, Amber. Good morning and welcome, everyone. This is a Sunday right before our New Year's Eve, and I'm happy to welcome you all to this service of toast and boast and oath, and we'll explain that in a bit. I'm Reverend Ralph. I've been a member here at Prairie for at least 20-some years. He, him. This morning, we welcome you on this special day to be together in community, which is a time of joy and comfort and sometimes challenges. And we are going to be receiving the unhappy news this past week, which I think will be a challenge for all of us. On the 24th of December this past week, Andy Summers passed away. And then last night, Dean Schroeder passed away. Longtime members here at Prairie. This is a place where we come to learn more about being human. We're not here because we figure out life's questions or because we think we've got it right. We come here to learn more about being in relationship together, how to listen, how to forgive, how to be vulnerable, and how to create trust and compassion in one another. Our chalice lighting is a responsive reading chalice lighting. I will begin and ask you all to respond on the second line and where it says all. We light this chalice on the brink of a new year. Open and hopeful for what may come. To live life fully anew, may we move forward with purpose and good intention. In this season of joys and sorrows, may we know that the light and warmth of community shines for all of us. Our opening music is number 58 in the gray hymnal, Ring Out Wild Bells, accompanied by Amber, and please rise in body and spirit. Today's story for all ages is Whistle for Willie, written and illustrated by Ezra Jack Keats. It's read by Karen Deaton, our Director of Religious Exploration. Kids and adults are welcome to gather around up front to listen to the story. And after the story, we'll sing out our youth. The lyrics are in our order of service.
Some of the kids have front row seats, so they don't need to even come forward. I'm glad you're comfortable. This is an old picture book called Whistle for Willie. So New Year's Eve is coming, right? And a lot of times people make resolutions for New Year's. Anybody know what a New Year's resolution is?
No. Yes.
Would you like to tell us, Trevor?
No.
Okay. So it's like a promise you make to yourself to do something new or something different in the year to come, right? And a lot of times people make resolutions about doing things to be healthy, or they might make resolutions about learning to do something new. And this is a book about a kid who wants to learn to do something new. Oh, how Peter wished he could whistle. He saw a boy playing with his dog. Whenever the boy whistled, the dog ran straight to him. Peter tried and tried to whistle, but he couldn't. So instead, he began to turn himself around and around and around. He whirled faster and faster. When he stopped, everything turned down and up and up and down and around and around. Have you ever been that dizzy? Peter saw his dog, Willie, coming. Quick as a wink, he hid in an empty carton lying on the sidewalk. Wouldn't it be funny if I whistled? Peter thought. Willie would stop and look all around to see who it was. Peter tried again to whistle, but still he couldn't. You guys want to try whistling? No. I hear some whistles. But Peter still couldn't, so Willie just walked on. He didn't even look for Peter at all. Peter got out of the carton and started home. On the way, he took some colored chalks out of his pocket and drew a long, long line right up to his door. He stood there and tried to whistle again. Let's try it. He blew until his cheeks were tired, but nothing happened. He went into his house and put on his father's old hat to make himself feel more grown up. He looked into the mirror to practice whistling. Still no whistle. When his mother saw what he was doing, Peter pretended that he was his father. He said, "I've come home early today, dear. Is Peter here?" His mother answered, "Why, no, he's outside with Willie." "Well, I'll go out and look for them," said Peter. First, he walked along a crack in the sidewalk. Then he tried to run away from his shadow. Do you think he's given up on whistling? No. He jumped off his shadow, but when he landed, they were together again. He came to the corner where the carton was, and who should he see but Willie? Peter scrambled under the carton. He blew and blew and blew. Suddenly, out came a whistle. Willie stopped and looked around to see who it was, just like he was hoping Willie would. "It's me," Peter shouted and stood up. Willie raced straight to him. Peter ran home to show his father and mother what he could do. They loved Peter's whistling. So did Willie. Peter's mother asked him and Willie to go on an errand to the grocery store. He whistled all the way there, and he whistled all the way home.
"I did it that way. Willie did it me."
Willie's carrying the list, but as Abby pointed out, Willie can't read. I hope Peter can read. What else could they do if they get to the store and they can't read their list?
Just get a lot of things.
They could just get a lot of things. Yeah, that's a possibility. They could ask somebody for help. Yeah. But the thing I want you to remember from the story of Peter and Willie is that Peter kept trying. He kept trying. I have a resolution that I'm going to get better at playing piano. And I resolve that I'm going to play every day. That's my promise to myself. But you know how life is. I might not succeed in playing every day. And so then, what do you think I should do?
Play every week.
Play every week? That's an idea. Change the promise.
Every 2 days.
Every 2 days? Yeah, I was thinking. Every, oh, but you know what? If I only play every Christmas, I'm not going to get very good. So I was thinking, okay, if I skip a day, I'll just get back to it as soon as I can and keep trying. I could practice 2 times the next day to make up for it. So we are going to do some fun stuff downstairs today. And you can keep telling me your ideas. As we go on our way,
we'll enjoy the fortune today.
Let us now join our hearts and enter into the quiet and spirit of meditation. I'll ring the chime and again to end this time of silence. Today, December 29th, we acknowledge and celebrate the new year, 2025. It seems like we just started 2024, but here it is again, the new year. We're going to engage in a little ritual this morning. Call it toast, boast, and oath. This is a practice that's loosely based on an old Germanic and Anglo word, symbel or symbol, which means feast or a gathering and sharing together. So this morning I'm going to invite you to come forward, take a cup of grape juice, and offer a toast. The toast is a moment of gratitude, sending out words of blessing or thanks to someone or some event that happened this past year that you hold close in your heart. We begin this practice of gratitude because it often leads to a greater sense of generosity and a spirit of gratitude and giving, and that may continue as the ritual continues. So, if anyone would like to come forward. There it is. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to, just come up and use this mic, Jason. I'm going to toast my wife, Carlene, who has stood by me all this past year as we have engaged and had a lot of difficulties closing the estate of her sister, Susan, down in Tennessee. So it's been a journey, but I toast her for carrying on.
I want to toast everybody for Happy New Year and hope everybody does well and stays healthy and, yeah, nice.
Hello, my name's Andy, he, him, his, and I want to be grateful that I have not had a seizure last year, and I'm looking forward to not having a seizure this year. And Ralph, when I first read this order of service, I thought it said It ended with roast instead of toast.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Gary, he, him. I want to toast my 10th grade American history teacher, Florence Lanning. She was very enthusiastic at extolling the ideals and principles on which our nation was founded, and turned me on to a life of public service. I feel like it has served me well, and that was really started me out on my career. Thank you.
I'm Ken, he, his, and as I was sitting back there and wondering what I would express thanks for and toast, I was reminded of the advice of Mr. Rogers that in times of crisis, his advice to children, or advice to anyone for that matter, in times of crisis, look for people that are helping, the helpers. So I'm grateful, and I toast all of those who helped this last year in whatever ways they helped, and will continue helping. That gives me hope.
I'm Carlene. Thank you, Ralph. being an educator, most of my professional life, I would like to toast the Karen Deaton group, Karen and all of her crew that help our children learn more about Unitarianism. So I drink to them.
Marie Andre, she, her. I'm going to toast to a stranger on Instagram who yesterday had a reel saying, go through your, well, in my case, it's Google Photos, but go through your Google Photos, start from January and work your way up to the end of the year and realize all of the things that you've done. And I did that yesterday, and it was crazy because I had a picnic with my kids in March at some state park, and it was snow on the ground. I went to Winnipeg with my family, including my mom. I had all these memories that literally I thought were like years ago when I looked at them. I'm like, was this really this year? So if you have a chance, I would suggest you go through and see all the cool things that you did throughout the year.
I would like to toast Reverend Ralph. He has been just fantastic. I can't say enough about how he helped after my son died. And he spent, I added it up, it must have been at least 9 hours just helping me with all that needed to be done after Victor died. And I want to thank everybody at Prairie, all of Prairie, for all their help and support that I got. It's been fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, hello, I'm Robin Proud, she, her. I would like to toast my son, Martin, who a few of you might have met at the Christmas program, because he's had a rough year, but he's now a regular at a UU church around this size up in Minnesota, and is even going to join the choir. And I also wanted to toast the Prairie community. There are so many people out there who don't have any community when things happen, and Prairie has just been wonderful, and all our newer members who make this very exciting.
I want to spell. I'm Molly Plunkett, she, her, and I, like other people, want to thank this community and many people who are not here today for the support I felt I got when my husband Peter had a serious illness this summer that he survived, and Ralph was there at the hospital, and I'm glad to hear the other expressions of gratitude and hope, because I sometimes struggle with our election to find that, and I need to. But thanks again, everybody.
And Mary Sue.
And for the work supporting Mary Sue.
I'm Mary Mullen, she, her, and I'd like to specifically toast Ruth Ellen Saul, who's sitting right back there on the right, like about the second row toward the front, and for doing all this work with hospitality. You know, sometimes we've gotten our new members into doing jobs that is just too much. And I applaud you, Ruth Ellen, for keeping on with keeping us in food and plates and, you know, getting the ingredients on all the items that people bring in so nobody is suffering from their allergies. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Mary Sue, she, her. My toast is for just deep gratitude for family. Just as I enter the lives of many people and see that perhaps their lives are not as rich in community or family, a toast to those who support us. And for me, my dear husband, my son, and the many people in my community, I'm grateful.
Hi, I'm Dory, she, her, and I want first to celebrate the fact that my husband just survived a serious illness and is going to recover completely. But I also want to celebrate the fact that the next 4 years are going to be a challenging time for us. And that doesn't sound like celebration, but I'm in really good health, and I'm prepared to try to be a force for good in the world, like I think many of us are going to try to do. And that's going to be really important at this difficult time.
I'm Suzanne, she, her. I am just simply grateful for my husband, John, for supporting me in every way and putting up with me. I am not always the calm, serene person that you may think I am. I have a lot of emotional ups and downs and struggle a lot with different things, and he is always there for me to support me.
Hi, I'm John. I want to toast to the North American Unitarian Association, which had our first annual conference this year in October. A boast, I actually was elected a member of the board of said organization and am currently serving as the vice president of the organization. And an oath, I promise to keep fighting the fight. And Nancy Schaffnagel is going to be up in just a sec.
Hello, I'm Roger Bacchus. I want to express my gratitude for Joe Biden, who I love and think that he did as good as he could from an integrity standpoint of his own integrity. And also, I'm grateful that the assassin wasn't successful in killing Trump. We don't need any more violence rewarded in our culture. And lastly, I wish to thank Sally, my wife, for being so kind to me, and for you all being here with open arms for us.
Nancy, why don't you go ahead here?
I want to toast Barb Park.
Oops, go ahead.
I want to toast Barb Park for the decades that we've been good friends. She's helped me through many difficult times and struggles, and it's so good that those are mostly all behind me, and now we can just talk and laugh. Thanks, Barb.
I'm Rick, he, him. I am thankful for Molly Plunkett, who has reached out to me many times this year with food, with offers of activities. She joined our writers group, and that was wonderful. We've had lunches and stuff. Anyway, thank you, Molly.
All right, that was the first round toast. Now, the second round of this ritual is boast. This is an opportunity for each of us to reflect upon something we're proud of accomplishing. What we accomplished this past year, whether it's small or grand, just only you knew, or maybe something the whole world has had to celebrate. Here's your chance to boast. Come up to the microphone again, or raise your hand if you don't want to, and Nancy will bring a microphone to you. You don't have to walk up, just raise your hand and just do a small boast.
John Grenant, he, him, and I want to boast that I finished a book this year, which was a big accomplishment, and I couldn't have done it without my wife. I had to give her that for everything she gave me on her toast, okay?
Gary, still he, him. My boast is at continuation of the toast. I feel that I have carried out that commitment I made in 10th grade very fully to serve the public interest, both in my work and since then in my camp hunting. Thank you.
Donald, he, him. I want to boast about two things. One, getting through this year, and two, getting through this year sober. Thank you.
Okay. Boast.
It's Carlene. And it's kind of hard to boast about yourself. So I thought about this a lot. And what I'd like to say about myself is that through my life, I've made good decisions for myself. And two especially good ones. One, I chose to become a teacher of elementary school of children. and I loved being a teacher. And I think people would report that I was a darn good teacher as well. And my other great choice was Ralph. We were in high school together, fell in love, got married, and we've been married 66 years. And I think you know why. He's a very nice guy and fun to be with. And he took care of me so well when I was having trouble with my leg and all the stuff I went through. He was a great caretaker. So, Ralph, I love you. You're a great guy.
Marie again. I wanted to boast. I've been a manager a few times throughout my career, and I was a manager for about 2 years, and this year I was self-demoted, and I'm so excited that I don't have to be a manager anymore next year.
Well, I'm really proud that, oh, it was about 4 months ago, one Sunday when I got up here, I remembered to say, Judy, she, her.
Hi, Kent, he, him. So I think I mentioned this a little bit last week, and kind of 2024 is a little bit of a hard year to boast about for me. I'd say about 90% of what I hoped would happen in 2024 didn't happen. But one thing is that I visited three new countries, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Poland. And Poland in particular, I found extremely interesting, especially in light of the Ukraine conflict and how Poland is affected by that and so on. So I feel like it was a true learning experience.
Mary Mullen, she, her, and you know I'm always boasting about my chickens that I make, and I made about 20, well, they weren't all chickens, 20 this year, about, or 21. They weren't all chickens. I did some landscapes, so I was glad they turned out, and I really like them, but they take so much longer than a chicken because I'm filling the whole paper. And I'm proud today that after about 3 or 4 months, I finally got this little chicken name tag made for Margaret Moses. I don't think she's here today, but she'll probably come in a few weeks, and I will have it with me to give her for her name tag. It's because, you know, these name tags sometimes turn around, and then on the back, there's not your name. So this way, if you have your chicken one, like I do, and the other one, then you've got, you're always right.
Nancy, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. In August, I was appointed to my condo owners association board. And this past year, a couple of board members and some owners got together and decided to redecorate our complex. And they did this without the input from or informing the owners. And so it was a huge mess. And so I was able in September and October to convince the board members that we needed to listen to the owners and what they wanted. And we've gone through a couple ballots, and now we have our paint and carpet choices. So we're on our way. And it took a lot out of me because we don't have a covenant at my condo association. And but I'm so proud. It wiped me out totally. But we're on a better path now.
I do have a boast, too. I was at a retreat this past October for Unitarian ministers in our Midwest district, And one of the ministers there, Scott Alexander, who I met 25 years ago, told me when I mentioned my age and what I was doing, serving a congregation here in Madison, Prairie UU Society. And he said, "Ralph, you are now the oldest living active minister at 88 years of age." And I said, "Wow, that's interesting. I didn't realize that." But I did receive the announcement that I was awarded the 25 years of ordination award at the General Assembly this past year. So I've had 25 years as an ordained UU minister, and then being the oldest minister serving a congregation. So I think that's a boast to worth on. Now we have a third round of this ritual, and that is an oath. This is the promise that we each make for the new year. Try to keep it short, making it one word, and that's easier to put forth. This one-word oath helps us set an intention and hopefully guide you through the coming year. And my oath is one word: simplify.
Donald, he, him, sobriety.
Mary Sue, she, her, listen.
Andy, pickleball.
Gary, he, him. That's not a fair constraint, Ralph. But continuing.
Suzanne, she, her. I'm going to cheat. Use three words. Make more art.
Marie, connect.
Robin, she, her, support.
Sonia, I will explore and I will persevere.
Boast. How did I miss that one? Timeliness.
Patty Stockdale, she, her, authenticity.
I'd like to close with these words of a reflection. May we carry kindness, gentleness, and hope that holds us through even the hardest days and the most daunting tasks. May we carry the weight of memory that reminds us who we are, and the weight of spirit that reminds us we are still becoming. May we carry the seed of knowledge that teaches us that improvement and growth aren't linear and individualistic, but they're cyclical and they are communal. May we carry the wisdom to seek rest and connection, to lean into mutual care. And may we carry the certain belief that when we have patterns of thinking and believing that harm ourselves and others, we can seek resources that will help us move toward healing. And may we carry the knowledge that happiness and success take many shapes, and one of those shapes is purpose. And may we carry purpose lightly, trusting that it changes and evolves and may surprise us. And may we carry curiosity, wonder, and the ability to be surprised. This year, may we carry space for all of our flaws, all of our longings, and all of our love, remembering that the truly daring adventure of life is not to be better, better, best, but to show up wholly, authentically, lovingly as yourself, as ourself. And may we carry these thoughts and carry each other into the new year. So may it be. Our closing words are by Richard Gilbert. As we leave this community of the Spirit, may we remember the difficult lesson that each day offers more things than we can do. May we do what needs to be done, postpone what does not, and be at peace with what we can be and do. Therefore, may we learn to separate that which matters most from that which matters least of all. And now, our closing music is number 235. Oh, we have an offering this. Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, we have our offering this quarter is the Tenant Resource Center, which provides mediation between landlords and tenants and support for homeless people seeking housing. And our offertory music performed by Amber is Snowfall by Thornhill. Thank you, Amber. Now, just one word of thanks that last week we collected $600 for the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. And that was sent in, and they will have that doubled. So our prairie contribution to the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee was $1,200. And thank you all for contributing to that amount. Now, our closing music, number 235, in your gray hymnal, stand in body and or spirit, deck the hall with boughs of holly. Robin Proud, and Robin is going to be speaking on Elizabeth Cady Stanton and her role as a religious free thinker. Then next Sunday, we will also be welcoming our new pastoral minister, Mary Sue Rudebeck. And Mary's here now, and we'll have a special welcoming words next Sunday. Also, we will have a potluck after the service next Sunday. Are there any other announcements that we need to make now? Suzanne? Oh. Next Saturday, here at Prairie, there will be a memorial service for Andy Summers at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And we need to organize some folks to help in the welcoming and coordinating on that. And we'll get more information on that out. I'm meeting with Mary this afternoon to plan that service. So we'll have more information as we get forward into the week. At this time, we are stopping the recording.